Welcome to Torah Timech Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Yud, the 10th Perek. The Perek opens up with the last piece of what really belongs to the previous Perek. If you remember, in Perek Tes, we spoke about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends punishment to the people of Yisrael because of their sins, and it details their sins and what the punishment is. And after each stage of punishment, we are told, "B'chol zot lo shav apo ve'od yado netuya." HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger is not appeased. The people have not done teshuvah, and so Hashem's hand is still outstretched to punish them further. As we said, the perek opens with the last level of corruption of the people of Israel, as it tells you, "Hoy hachokakim chikike aven." And we spoke about how the word "hoy" is referenced in the Sefer as in the opposite of "ashrei," praiseworthy in Tehillim. This is a word of lamentation, of pain, of tragedy. Oy vavoy, to those who engrave, which these engravers, it seems, are people who are responsible for creating the legal documents of the time. They are the scribes, and they're inscribing false documents. Umichtavim amal kitevu, and they're writing things which are full of falsehood. Why are they doing so? Because Pasuk Beis tells us, "Lahatos midin dalim v'ligzol mishpat aniye ami." They are doing so because they are trying to steal from the poor, and they are trying to take money away from the impoverished. "Lihiyot almanot shlalam," because the widow becomes their spoils. They're plundering the widow, the es yesomim yevozozu, and they are also plundering the orphans. The most vulnerable peoples of society are being taken advantage of by the people who are responsible for protecting them. And because of that, Hashem says, "Ma tasu leyom pekuda uleshoah?" What are you going to do on that, the day of total desolation and destruction, when Asher comes and destroys you? Mimerchak tavo, it's going to come from far away, from where Asher comes. Al mi tanusu la'ezra, who are you going to run away to for help? If you can't help the weak, when they look at you for help, then mida keneged mida, measure for measure, Hashem says, when you are weak and you look to me and say, "God help me," I will not help you. Va'ana ta'azvuk vodchem, and where will you leave your honor? Which the way that Rashi reads this is, what are you going to do with all this wealth? You've been amassing wealth by stealing from the vulnerable of your society, but when you get sent out in chains into exile, so where are you going to put it? It's not going to be anybody's. It's going to be nothing. And b'chol zot lo shava po, but Hashem is still not going to be satiated in his anger, v'od yado netuya, and his hand is still outstretched to punish you. And so Hashem calls on the people of Asher. He says, "Hoy Asher." And here, "hoy" could be a call, or it also could be another "oy vavoy." And it's not "oy" to Asher, but maybe "oy" to what's going to happen because of Asher to the people. He calls the Assyrian people "shevet api," the staff of my anger. "Umatehu beyadam za'ami," and the stick in their hand is just a reference or just a symbol of Hashem's fury. They're a puppet. Asher comes in, and Asher is going to kill and send into exile the 10 tribes, but they're not really sending the 10 tribes into exile. It's Hashem who's sending them into exile through the hands of the Assyrians. He says, "Begoy chanaf ashalchenu," I let them go on this wicked and false nation, the 10 tribes. "Ve'el am evrasi atzavenu," and I command him to do what he wants to my people, the people of my anger. "Lishlol shlal v'livozbaz," to take their booty and take their spoils. "Ulasumo mirmam kechomer chutzot," and to trample them like one would trample sand or clay for the streets. And the way the Malbim reads this is beautiful. He says, when would one grind down chomer, grind down clay? One does that when one intends to use that clay to make something else. Here he says, "Kachomer chutzot." He wants to make streets with it. So too, Hashem says, "Yes, I will let you trample the people, but you're going to trample them not because I want them eradicated or wiped out, but because I want to make something better out of them. I want to form them into something higher and loftier. So Asherah will send you and allow you to cause pain to the Jewish people, because that is the process by which they can grow and become something higher. But Pasuk Zayin is going to be a very big focus on this until Pasuk Yudalad is going to be the focus. Hashem says Asher doesn't see themselves as messengers of God. V'hu lo kein yidme ulevavo lo kein yachshov. He doesn't see himself as someone who is simply coming to give a patch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people so that they can rectify themselves. He doesn't see himself as a messenger of Hashem. Rather, lahashmid. He thinks he's coming to mamish destroy the people. Bilvavo ulahachris goyim lo ma'at. He wants to wipe them out, not just cause a little bit of damage. Ki omar, because the arrogance of Asher, the Assyrian army, he says, halos sarai yachdav melachim. He says, my officers are so important that each one of them is like a king. They have so many people beneath them who are at their command that each of them is like an entire nation. In Pasuk Tes, Sancheriv says, I've managed to kill and destroy so many people. He said, and he quotes a whole bunch of different cities in the nation of Aram. And he says, Haloka Charkamish Kalmu. He says, are they any different from the people of Charkamish, who was a nation in Aram? Imloka Arpad Hamat, Imloka Damesek Shomron. He says, are these places not the Shomron, the north? Are these cities not just like the places I managed to destroy in Aram? Kasher matz'ai yadi l'mamlachos ha'alil, just like I managed to inflict pain upon those people, he said, so too I will do for Yerushalayim and for the Shomron. Pasuk Yud Aleph, haloka asher asiti l'shomron u'la'alileha, just as I did to Shomron and to her places of idol worship, kein e'eseh l'Yerushalayim u'la'atzabeha, I plan to do the same thing for Jerusalem and for its idols. But Pasuk Yud Beis tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh no, you won't. V'haya, it will be, ki yivatsa Hashem es kol ma'aseh behar Tzion b'Yerushalayim. When Hashem has done what needs to be done to Har Tzion and to Yerushalayim, meaning when Asher has served its purpose by terrifying the people of Jerusalem into doing teshuvah and returning to Hashem, then Hashem says, efkod al pri godel levav melech Asher, then I will judge this arrogant king, the Assyrian king Sancheriv, v'al tiferes romeinav, and with the glory of his arrogant eyes. The pasuk then gives us one more tiny taste of Sancheriv's arrogance before it goes on to talk about his punishment. Pasuk Yudalet tells us, v'timtza keken yadi lechel amim. All the mighty armies of the world are like birds' nests in my hands. One of the things that the Assyrian army did was it displaced people. It picked up people and moved them from place to place. And he says, Ke'esof beitzim azovot kol ha'aretz ani asafti. I've gathered up human beings from all over the planet as if I'm gathering up eggs from an abandoned nest. Ve'lo haya noded kanaf u'potzeh pe'u metzavtzef. He says, and when I did that, nobody stopped me, nobody even chirped. In other words, he's saying it's as if the world has been abandoned by its mother bird, and I can go around and take the eggs and put them whichever place I want to. I can put different human beings in different countries and muddle everyone around, and no one's going to stop me. And underneath this little image is actually a direct threat to God, because who is the mother bird of Am Yisrael? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we are the eggs in the nest, which is Eretz Yisrael, then Hashem is the mother bird. And he turns to Hashem and he says, really, you're going to stop me? Because nobody's managed to stop me. No one's God has come in. No one's mommy has come in and stepped in to save their people. You also won't be able to do that. And Hashem says, no, no, Asher, you don't understand. You are a tool in my hand. And hayit pa'er hagarzan al hachotzev bo. Do you really think an axe can boast over the one who holds the axe? Im yisgadel hamasor al menifo. Could it be that a saw thinks that it's better than the person who is sawing? Obviously not. He says, because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. And if Hashem is in control, then when Asher's arrogance takes it too far, it will be wiped down. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Lachen, therefore, Yishalach Ha'adon Hashem Tzvakot, Hashem will send B'mishmanav Razon, from its fattiness, he will send skinniness. The big, fat, impressive Asher will come down to skin and bones. V'tachat kvodo yaked yakod ki kodesh. And in place of his glory, a burning will burn like the burning of fire. The theme of shamen or shemen, oil and fatness and fire, destroying that and returning it to its smallness. That's going to be a very big theme, not just in terms of understanding that the Assyrians were big and fat and they became skinny. But we're going to see it's going to be a reference to the Jewish people too, to a certain extent, especially in the Psukim as well as the Medrash. As Pasuk Yud Zayin tells us, V'haya or Yisrael le'esh, ukdusho le'lahava. And who is this fire that's going to consume up the people of Asher? Well, that's going to be Yisrael. Yisrael will be the fire. And the Kodsho will be the Lahava. What is that? Perhaps that is Torah. The Torah will be the flame that will burn. Uba'ara va'achla. It will burn and it will eat up. What will it eat up? Shiso ushmiro. Shais v'shamer. We keep talking about the thorns and the thistles, the havoc and the craziness, the antithesis of the pride of Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael will be consumed up by the Torah of the Jewish people b'yom echad, on one day. Because we have this natural tendency, maybe you can call it a Yetzirah, which tells us that the way to overcome our enemies is to believe in our own independence. But it's not true. The only way we can overcome our enemies is to lean into our vulnerability and turn to our Kaddish Baruch Hu and ask Him for help. And on that day, Pasuk Chaf tells us, when we learn to be ignited by the light of Torah, then, Bayom Hahu, on that day, Lo Yosif Od Sha'ar Yisrael Upleitat Beit Yaakov Lehisha'en Al Makehu. The Sha'ar Yisrael, those who remain from Israel, from the 10 tribes who managed to escape, and the Pleitat Beit Yaakov is the two tribes, they will learn not to lean on those who smite them, their enemies. V'nish'an Al Hashem Kadosh Yisrael Be'emet. And they will turn and they will lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu with truth. They will do teshuvah and they will recognize how it is Hashem who gives them their might. And so Hashem tells us, Lachen, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim Tzvakos. Hashem says, Al tira ami yoshev tzion me'asher. Don't be scared of Asher. B'shevet yakeka. With a staff he will smite you. U'matehu yisa elecha b'derech Mitzrayim. He says, and he will hit you the way that Mitzrayim did. In other words, he will cause havoc. It will be bad. It'll be painful. But don't worry, he's going to be wiped out in the end. And you, Am Yisrael, you will survive. And this theme of Sancheriv being destroyed by the light of Torah is really brought out to the fore in Pasuk Chaf Zayin, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin explaining Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Pasuk Chaf Zayin tells us, V'haya b'yom ahu yasur subalo me'al shechmecha. On that day, what will happen? The burden of Asher, which is on your shoulders, will be removed. V'ulom al tzavarech, and its yoke from your neck. V'chubal ol mipnei shamin, which means that the yoke will be destroyed by the fat. And I mean yoke as in Y-O-K-E, the burden. Normally, says the Radak, we know that if you put a yoke onto an animal, so however fatty the animal is, from the hard labor of having the yoke, it will become thinner. Once again, we're getting back to the fat and the thin and the oil. But in this case, if the yoke is Sancheriv and his army and the Jewish people is the fat of the neck, the fat of the neck will push off the yoke of Sancheriv. But the way the Gemara reads it is that it shouldn't be read fatness, but rather it should be read as shemen, as oil. And we spoke about how fire will destroy Sancheriv. The Gemara tells us, which fire are we referring about? Which oil that will destroy Sancheriv? The Gemara says, Chubal ol shel Sancheriv ipnei shamno shel Chizkiyahu. The oil of Chizkiyahu, which one? Shehaya dolek bebate knesiyot bebate midrashot. The Medrash tells us how Chizkiyahu created a system where everybody was learning Torah, from the most learned, the most elderly, to the youngest children, men, women, and children. Everyone was in the base Medrash till late at night, and there were candles that were lit in the places of study because everyone was learning Torah. Everyone was connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realizing how they needed to lean on Hashem. And through that, and only through that, were they able to destroy their enemies and see miracles at the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we spoke about in Pasuk Chaf Dalet how Hashem compares his smiting of the Assyrian army to Mitzrayim. Just as Mitzrayim plotted against the Jewish people and wanted to kill them but didn't manage, so too Asher. Just as the Egyptian army was destroyed through miracles, so too Asher. But the connection between the Assyrian downfall and the Egyptian downfall doesn't end there. In fact, Chazal tell us that the night that the Assyrian army fell took place on Seder night. The exact events of that night are not spoken about here in this parak. This parak poetically describes the downfall and the situation, but the exact narrative, well, that's told in Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Zayin, as well as places in Divrei Hayamim and Malachim. But here it's dealing with the night itself from a poetic stance. And there is nothing more poetic than understanding that if the night in which the Assyrian army fell was Seder night. Seder night, a night that we talk about as Lel Shimurim, a night of guarding. On that magical night where there's even a custom not to say Shema because Hashem is protecting you. So Hashem protects the Jewish people right there in Yerushalayim from the impending doom of the Assyrian people. And perhaps that is why these last two psukim of this perek are actually the beginning of the haftarah for the eighth day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz. When there's an eighth day of Pesach, we read these psukim, and as we imagine the Jewish people celebrating Lel HaSeder in Yerushalayim under siege from the Assyrians with the terror of what could be, and they woke up the next morning and behold, their enemy had gone. And as we said, Sefer Yeshayahu is kulo nechinta, the whole Sefer is comfort, and there is nothing more comforting perhaps than understanding that our enemies, as much as we believe that they have the power within them to destroy us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy them. And thus we end the Perek Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Hineh Ha'adon Hashem Tzvakos, Misa'ef Pura B'ma'aratza. Hashem, the master of hosts, will chop off the branches with an axe. V'rameh HaKoma Geduim, and even the highest, the mightiest of branches will be chopped down. Vagvoim yishpalu, and those that are lofty will fall down. Venikaf sibche hayar bebarzel, and the bushes or the thicket of the forest will be cut down with iron. Vahalevanon ba'adir yipol, and the levanon will fall at the hands of the mighty one. And just as we said, the ambiguity of Yeshayahu allows us to understand that this is the cycle of Jewish existence. Our enemies come before us. We're afraid of them. We have an awakening. We need to understand that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the light of Torah and the candlelight of sitting and learning Torah deep into the night, which will ultimately protect us from our enemies. So too, please God, we should see the falling of our enemies soon. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refuah Shelema, Leonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, Ule Pitsue Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, Betoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina Vachaim Shenka.